The interior waters targeted for fluoridone application are Chena Lakes and Slough in North Pole and Tochacket Slough north of Nenana. Department of Environmental Conservation Pesticide Control Program Director Karin Hendrickson says the herbicide has been successfully employed against similar Elodia infestations in Anchorage, Kenai, and Cordova.
It's an herbicide that basically works by preventing the plants from photosynthesizing.
Hendrickson says the main risk in using the herbicide is killing off non-target native plants.
So you want to make sure that it's applied carefully with a mind to that. You know, it's pretty widely studied in terms of any impacts on other animals or humans or drinking water.
Hendrickson says a risk assessment will be conducted specific to the herbicide application permit requested by the Department of Natural Resources.
For statewide eradication of Elodia.
DNR Invasive Plant Coordinator Heather Stewart says it's suspected that Elodia came to Alaska as an aquarium plant. Stewart says Elodia spreads easily as small bits of the plant can reroute after being accidentally transported on boats, float planes, fishing, and other water sports gear.
If we don't deal with it on a statewide level, then there's always that risk of having a water body that hasn't been dealt with Elodia in it, reinfesting an area that has already been treated.
A fragment of the plant can start a new population.
Aditi Shenoy is with the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, which has been wrestling with the local Elodia infestation for a decade.
Assessed a number of different alternatives for controlling Elodia. Mechanical control using a suction dredge combined with raking.
The harvesting technique proved unsuccessful against Elodia, and the focus shifted to herbicide. Depending on the DEC risk assessment and permit, Shenoy says application of fluoridone could occur as early as this summer, noting there's some urgency given the threat posed by Elodia.
Could ruin fish habitat, which is really important for salmon and grayling, rearing and spawning. And also, if it gets into float planes and things, it creates really hazardous conditions for float plane operation.
Shenoy says she's applying for grants to help fund the project. The cost of fluoridone to treat Fairbanks area waters is estimated at close to $1 million. Federal agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service help fund Alaska Elodia eradication projects. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.